Yesterday we were discussing the various opinions brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as to whether or not a person needs to bench on a cup of wine. We mentioned that there was three opinions going in order of more strict to more lenient. The first opinion, which was seems unusually strict, actually stated that one person needs to bench even if you're by yourself. And in the event that you do not find wine, you know you're going to be able to have wine tomorrow, then skip eating. That's what he said. You shouldn't eat unless you have a cup of wine accessible for benching. The second opinion was, the only time is if you have three people. So you have a mezumen, so once you already have that connection to one another, at that point, a kos is necessary. And then the third opinion is, so even if you have three people, it's not necessary for you to bench. Even though you have a mezumen, it's not a problem. And we brought down that it's still mitzvah min amuvchor levarach al hakos, which the Mishnah Berurah explained is that even though the minhag olam is to be lenient in this way and to hold like the third opinion that does not require a kos, even in the event that you're benching with three people, nonetheless, mitzvah min amuvchor means bavadai mitzvah min amuvchor l'kliyam levarach al hakos. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't. It just means you don't have to. But if a person wishes with three people to bench with a kos, there's certainly nothing wrong with it. In fact, it's considered to be mitzvah min amuvchor. On the minhag olam, she'ein machbidin levarech al kos b'mos hachol shlo besudas mitzvah, says that the prevalent custom is that we do not bench with a kos during weekdays, unless those weekdays the meal that you're having is a sudas mitzvah of some sort. Afil kishe shlosha o asara. So even though the Mechaber doesn't talk about this, he doesn't mention about 10, the third opinion mentions even with 3 you don't have to. But that means that even if you have 10, but it's a weekday, unless it's a sudas mitzvah of some sort, then we're more lenient, that it's not necessary. Ve'en machpidin al kach el b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov o b'Sudas Mitzvah. The time in which we're more strict is on Shabbos or on Yom Tov or with a Sudas Mitzvah. And the question is, why? What's the difference? If you're benching, it's the same benching, so you have an extra paragraph for Betzei, so what's the difference? You're still benching, so why would we be more strict when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov or Sudas Mitzvah that we want you to bench on a kos? What's the difference? So, it's brought down in the Sefer Seder Hayoyim, it says, quote, "Afilu mishein darko b'chol levarach al hayayin." Even if, let's say, it's during the weekday, you generally do not make a bracha, you don't drink wine. B'shamas sarach levarach alav mipnei kavod hayom, because of the kavod hayom, which means that the idea of this kos has nothing to do with numbers of how many people are at the table, but it shows a chashivas that you're showing that there's something special and unique about this particular day or this particular event, the Sudas Mitzvah. The Kavanaso al Ochlim Bezimun. And this is specifically speaking that if you have a mezumen, which means that even if you have three people, to bench on a kos, that's something which one should try to do. However, in the event that you're by yourself, it doesn't make a difference. A yachid never will take the kos, whether it's a weekday or it's Shabbos, of course, according to this third opinion. The first opinion says you always do. And then he continues and says, based on the words of numerous poskim that hold similar to the words of the Magen Avraham, as well as other achronim that are lenient, that say that you do not need to have a kos at all, except for it being a mitzvah min amuvchor to do so. Then he says, the Piskei Tshuva continues and says, Meshach kol hadoros lohoya hayayin matzoy baharbim komos. He explains that the reason why we're more lenient is because wine is something which is not so readily available in numerous places. V'yav shahoy yayin bivayas hayim muat v'yokr. Even though, let's say, a person does have wine, but it's very expensive and it's not easy to come by. There's very little of it. The supply is very limited. Because wine was something which was not very common, you don't have sellers of thousands of bottles of wine. We didn't have Kedem Kal, which cost $3. So therefore, it was something in which we would not require every time a person would bench to have to take a cup of wine. The person that would have wine, they would be saving it for the times like Kiddush and Havdalah to use it. And this is actually, as the Gemara discusses, the reason for why in our davening it's instituted on Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos, the paragraph which has Havdalah, is because people could not afford wine at all, even for Havdalah, and therefore to be able to make Havdalah, it was done in the Shemoneh Esrei. After people were able to come across wine more, it was more readily available, they didn't want to remove it, so they continued that nusach, and that's of course what we still do. But that was the reason why it was instituted, was because people just didn't have wine. So therefore we can understand the sensitivity of Chazal, is that they would not want us to have this cup of wine when it's something which is almost virtually impossible to get all the time. The Avsha Hayayin Matsui, he says furthermore, but nowadays you can just go to your local store and get thousands of bottles of wine. That doesn't seem to fly. But even nowadays, in which wine is readily accessible, we can still be lenient to not require a kos by every single meal in the case that you have 3 or 10 people. A lot of people, it's not so easy to drink wine. Not everyone's an alcoholic. You know, you have to work on it, or not work on it. But it could be something which is, as he says, very difficult, especially al-achar achilo. You just ate a meal, and for you to drink wine, I'm full, I'm not interested, I really don't want to. Or, shemardima, it's possible that I'm going to doze off. So I just ate lunch, and we might have all been eating together. So now I have to drink a cup of wine and go back to work. I'm going to be falling asleep at my desk. So, or she'eno sovla, a person just not unable to hold it in. It's too difficult. L'chein hakilu b'zeh. So we're more lenient, and we can understand that also makes sense why maybe on Shabbos we're less lenient. She'enem Shabbos tainug, so the fact that you're tired, so what? So you go to sleep, that's fine. But on a weekday, even if you can get to wine, it's not something which we're going to be, we're not going to care about as much. And he brings down the following idea, which maybe we're not so familiar with. He says, Ach b'Shabbos v'sudas mitzvah machpidin b'yoser, we're more strict on Shabbos, ki hayayin matzuya al shulchan. Says the reason why is because on a weekday, when I go home and eat dinner, there's probably not going to be wine on my table. But on Shabbos, since I made Kiddush, so I don't take the bottle of wine and put it back in my refrigerator, I keep on my table. So I have wine which is found on the Shulchan, and it's brought down the Sefer Rechayim, the Kishayayin al HaShulchan, that if you have wine on your table at the time of benching, Yeshchi of Gomor Levarach al Hayayin, you now have a Chiyav to bench on a cup of wine. Of course, if you have, you're not just by yourself. It's no longer a mitzvah min hamuvchor. It's something which you have a chiyav gamur to do. Because after all, it's right there. The fact, if I don't have the wine there and it's downstairs, so it doesn't look bad that I'm benching without a cup of wine. I have a big bottle of wine on my table and I decide not to pour it into a cup, that already doesn't look nice. And therefore, it's a chiyav gamur. Therefore, he actually says that if you don't want to bench on a cup of wine because of whatever reasons we said before, then you should make sure that the bottle of wine is removed from your table before you finish eating. Because if you finished your meal and that wine is there, you really should be benching. Let's just conclude, because it's now Pashkia. Ach kol zeh hu limud zchus leminhag shenishtareh she'ein makpidu levarach al kos. All of those were beautiful reasons, excuses, lima schus, why it's not necessary. But for sure, the medino shayayin matzo, in a case where a person can get wine, it's readily available, uvzol, and it's like $3 for a bottle. Roy kol yore shemayim levarach alokos, kishesh zimun, va'osekein yavarach min shemayim. Even if you only have 3 people, it's considered to be a good thing. Your shemayim should certainly bench on a kos, and one who does this, yavarach min shemayim, will receive blessing from the heavens. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zogos Be'er Chaim, Ma'am Tarmitz, Shemar, Adonai Chavetz Matzid, Koyan Dil Sodal V'yadir.